Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now more with best-selling author Matt Shea.
Talking about his newest, more uplifting stories from Matt Shea Books. An excellent read. It's available at Amazon, Matt's website. It's a $2 Kindle version. His way saying thank you, and there are great stories in the book. You'll really enjoy this. You can also, while you're there, check out Judge Alvin Wong, which was the latest from Matt. We talk about the people that inspire you, and I mentioned before about the childhood. You come from a large family, made even larger by foster children and people in the neighborhood that would come by. Did you ever have a good handle on how many brothers and sisters you actually had? Look around the room, you'd think I got 30 or 40 here, it appears.
That's funny you say that. When I was very, very young, my mom had her first foster child that she sponsored overseas. Her name was Gemma. And Gemma, I believe, came from Jamaica, I believe. And her goal was to be a seamstress. And mom had sent the money to buy her a sewing machine. And then the day came where she made it to the United States. And I was very young. I was early grade school, if not younger. And her life was complete because mom was allowed to have the avenue to make the connection. And that's what it is. Everything in my life that has gone successful is because enough people reached out to me. It's because they saw me and they gave, and I was in a position to accept. Every element of success I have is through prayer one way or another.
It's interesting how you're able to capture people. I always love it. I noticed that as I was reading just before the show, the Secret Radio Man, the short story in More Uplifting Stories from Matt Shea Books, how you're able to capture people. Are you a great observer of people? I feel like you probably spend a lot of time watching, observing people, and taking some mental notes on what makes people tick.
Well, yes, because I believe the highest level of intelligence is to be perceptive. And I'm the furthest thing from being a rocket scientist, but it's a picture being worth a thousand words. And in regards to writing, I'm more of a photographer. I am taking down what I see in the environment and the dynamics behind it. Because once again, those who close themselves off to other people, they cannot go anywhere. They don't have enough sunshine, rain, and fertilizer. Those that could look at themselves, drop their guard, and reach out, now you can grow.
What's like life for you? We've talked before that you went through, took retirement, I think at age 60, so you could follow your dream in writing. How fulfilling has this been? I would think you'd jump up early every morning and ready to take on the world with another book again.
That's very true. I get excited about it, but I learned something. I took the earliest retirement the Teamsters Union offered me, and then I would write, and then I'd have to get back in the workforce again or volunteering because I start to run out of steam if I'm not having the interaction with other people. It's a wonderful feeling, and as long as I'm partaking in life, which ranges from holding a job, at present I'm working at a hotel. This interview is being conducted in a Hilton hotel that's employing me right now.
Interesting.
I love it. It's great. And who knows what I'll be doing next year. But it's a combination of that interacting with other people, working this kind of job, that kind of job, volunteering. As long as it's coming in, I then have something to send out.
What a great way to observe people in a hotel. That has to give you a great story. Just looking around, you can see people that are happy, they're on vacation, see people that are tense probably because they're there on, you know, for business reasons. They got a presentation in the morning and they're worried about it. You get a little slice of everything, I would assume, there.
Well, we do. It is definitely a chef's surprise. It's a fun buffet, so to say. We get all walks of life. Surprise, surprise, they all have feelings like the rest of us. They all have five senses like the rest of us. And they have something to share, and I love it. I've met a lot of people that made my day or said something profound that enhanced my direction in life. And again, here I am, quote, end quote, a so-called job helping someone. No, it was more like a trade school. They were coming back, showing me something about life. And I say this a multitude of different ways. if it wasn't the wide variety, the all walks of life that I had the good fortune of crossing paths with, I would have absolutely nothing to work with. I would have nothing at all. It's always the people I meet, the Rick Brattons out there and so forth.
Well, you're very kind and very talented, and I love reading your work. The newest is called More Uplifting Stories from Matt Shea Books. The book is available on Kindle. You'll find it at Amazon.com. Also, you go to Matt's website, MattSheaBooks.com. That's MattSheaA Books.com. The book is a great read, quick stories in there, uplifting stories. One thing that Matt's able to do is relate to young, old people. It relates to everybody. So these are stories you could read, share with people at work, share with people in the family. Information at the website on the other books that Matt has written. A new one ready to come out. We'll have Matt on when that's finished and be able to talk about that as well. Matt, it is always a pleasure. We had a chance to talk with Renee, who did the book covers once again. Laura and Ella, who are normally with us. Laura's at work. Ella's not there today. Our best to them. It is always fun to talk with you and the entourage there. And keep up the good work. The book is very inspiring, motivational, and it's a great read. And it is always a pleasure to have you with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I'm going to hand this to Renee for a split second. She has a little tidbit for you, Rick.
Perfect. And Renee,
hi, Rick.
Hello there. We open with you. We'll close with you. What's happening there?
Okay.
I didn't realize you were in the hotel when we were talking before.
Oh, yes.
Renee, as always, thank you. Excellent job with the book cover. Thank you for being with us on the program. And Matt, as always, it's great to touch base. We will stay in touch. And when you've got the new book ready to go, let us know. And we'll talk about it.
Rick, it is so fantastic to know a guy like you. What a friend, Adam. Please keep in touch.
I really appreciate that. It is my pleasure to be able to talk with you and to consider you a friend as well. So best of luck with everything. And again, information is a great read. It's $2. It's a Kindle. You find it at Amazon or Matt's website. It's called More Uplifting Stories from Matt Shea Books. Uplifting is the key to that because you'll feel much better after reading the stories. And Matt's website is MattSheaBooks.com. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.